Are you feeling stuck in your life? Or like the same challenges keep repeating? What if the way forward isn't pushing harder, but going deeper? Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Now, here's your host of the Feel to Heal podcast, licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide, Sharon Nichols. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Feel to Heal podcast on the Incredible Inspired Choices Network. I'm Sharon Nichols, licensed marriage and family therapist, and I am so grateful that you're here. Today's show is part two of Feelings versus Emotions. I had so much that I wanted to talk about that I'm now actually going to end up probably splitting it up into three shows because there's so much involved with feelings and emotions. So last week I ended with a story, and so I'm going to recap the story today because it's a simple story. So imagine two people on the same day at the same time. They both receive the same phone call. They're being laid off. Their company is downsizing, and their jobs no longer exist. Their jobs are gone. In that moment, their bodies respond in remarkably similar ways. Their hearts race, their stomachs drop, their minds begin searching for answers. They experience shock, fear, stress, uncertainty. The biology is pretty much identical. But then something interesting happens. One person begins thinking, "This proves that I'm a failure. I will never recover. I always mess things up." And the other person could be thinking, "Wow, this is scary. But maybe this is a huge opportunity. Maybe something new is actually trying to emerge for me." Same event, same emotional response, different feelings, different stories, different experiences. And that's what we're going to talk about today, because most of us were never taught the difference between emotions and feelings. We use those words interchangeably, but they are not the same thing. Emotions are biological. They are automatic responses generated by the brain and the body. Fear, joy, anger, sadness, they happen quickly, often before we are consciously even aware of them. Feelings are different. Feelings are our interpretation of these emotions, or of those emotions. They are shaped by our history, our beliefs, our memories, our conditioning, our nervous systems. These stories, the stories we've learned to tell, these are the stories that we've learned to tell ourselves about who we are and how the world works. The difference isn't the event. The difference isn't even the emotion. The difference is the meaning. And once we understand that, everything begins to change. Because we stop treating our feelings as though they are facts, and we begin becoming curious about them. We're not saying to ourselves, "What's wrong with me?" We are saying, or what we should be saying, I should say, "What story am I telling myself right now?" Not "What's wrong with me?" But "What story am I telling myself right now?" That question alone can transform your life, because Healing isn't about eliminating emotions. It's not about becoming someone who never feels anxious or sad or angry. Healing is learning to recognize the emotion, be curious about the feeling, and choose how you want to respond. Because the next obvious question is, so why does this happen? Why do two people experience the same event, the same emotional response, yet walk away with completely different feelings? The answer lies in something most of us rarely think about: our nervous system. Because long before we consciously interpret an experience, our nervous system has already begun asking, am I safe? Am I connected? Am I in danger? And the answers it gives shape the stories that we tell ourselves. So, how does your nervous system become the hidden storyteller? Let's talk about the nervous system. And let's talk about something that influences every emotional experience that you have: your nervous system. I'm assuming that most of you have heard of fight or flight. That surge of energy, that racing heart, the feeling of urgency, that sense that something needs to happen right now. Fight or flight is only part of the story. Your nervous system actually has several ways of responding when it doesn't feel safe. So when you do feel safe, connected, and grounded, you're in the state where your best self shows up because you can think clearly, you can listen, you can connect, and you can respond thoughtfully. But when something feels threatening, whether it's real danger or simply something that reminds your body of a past experience, your nervous system shifts. So whether it's a real danger or something that reminds your body of a past experience, your nervous system shifts. You might move into flight. You may become irritated, defensive, and even reactive. You might move into flight. You may become anxious, restless, busy, unable to settle, feeling as though you need to flee. Or you might move into freeze. You may shut down, numb out, disconnect, and feel stuck. How many of you listening? Just raise your hand, because I can hear it. I can hear the hand raising. Have experienced this. This is the normal human response. This is the normal human. But here's what most people don't realize. Because each of those states change how you interpret your reality. Because when you're regulated, you can feel an emotion without becoming overwhelmed by it. You can stay present. You can stay curious. You can even stay connected to yourself. When you're dysregulated, everything starts to look dangerous. Everything starts feeling personal. Everything starts sounding like confirmation of your deepest fears. The nervous system begins telling a story, and that story sounds a lot like the truth. An unanswered text becomes a rejection. A difficult conversation becomes abandonment. A mistake becomes proof that you are a failure. Not because any of these things are true, but because your nervous system is trying to protect you. And protection is its job. Here's the thing, though, your nervous system isn't broken. It's doing exactly what it is designed to do, which is really very similar to the mind, in my mind, pun intended. The challenge is that your nervous system doesn't always know the difference between a present threat and an old wound. Your mind also doesn't always know the difference between a present threat and an old wound. It doesn't always know the difference between what's happening now and what has happened years ago. That's why a tone of voice can feel devastating. That's why a look can trigger anxiety. That's why silence can also feel unbearable. That's what happens when we make assumptions. Our nervous system goes into reaction. Although it's not because the present moment is actually dangerous, it's because something inside of us remembers when it was dangerous. This is why emotional healing isn't about getting rid of emotions. It's about building enough safety inside yourself to stay present when emotions arise. It's about building enough safety inside yourself to stay present when emotions arise. So, psychiatrist Dr. Dan Siegel calls this the window of tolerance. It is incredible what you can find out there in terms of what people have discovered or named. So within the window of tolerance, there's this sweet spot where you can effectively process your stress, balance your emotions, and think rationally. So when pushed outside of it due to stress or trauma, your nervous system then dysregulates. So think of it as your capacity to stay present during your life's challenges. Excuse me. So inside the window, you can feel without drowning. You can think without spiraling. You can respond instead of reacting. Outside the window, you either become overwhelmed or you completely shut down. Numb out. Here's the thing, though. The goal isn't perfection. The goal isn't to never get activated. The goal is to widen the window little by little, day by day, moment by moment. Because every time you learn how to return to safety, every time you stay present with an emotion instead of running from it, and every time you choose compassion over judgment, you strengthen your capacity to hold your experience. And that is where healing truly begins. So we're going to take a little break now. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the nervous system and what happens when we confuse the signals with the truth. I look forward to seeing you back in about 3.
At different times in life, we can feel stuck, like our thoughts won't shut off, like we're looping the same worries and what ifs, overanalyzing everything, or replaying the same conflict in our mind. And sometimes it's not that you're thinking wrong. It's your nervous system trying to keep you safe. What feels like being too much is often just emotion that hasn't had room to be felt. On the Feel to Heal podcast, licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide Sharon Nichols blends evidence-based psychology with spiritual insight and practical tools to help you understand what you feel, shift old patterns, and reconnect with yourself. Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Listen to the Feel to Heal podcast every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, 3 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Feel to Heal podcast with licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide, Sharon Nichols. To join the conversation, connect with our live studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send your questions or comments to SharonNichols@feeltoheal.com. Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Now back to the show.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for listening. I am so excited that you are here. I would really love some comments, just some likes. Just let me know that what I'm actually speaking is landing for you, because I'm just going to keep speaking. And it's really nice sometimes to just get a little bit of feedback. I've really been with my emotions of this past week has been for me, being with my emotions as opposed to my feelings, meaning letting my emotions go through me and not giving so much meaning to my feelings, because I want to bring this all together. Because we've talked about what emotions are. Biological events that are happening in the body. We've talked about what feelings are. Interpretations shaped by our own personal history. So our experiences, our conditioning, and we've talked about the nervous system, how it influences the lens through which we experience the world. Now I want to talk about what happens when nobody teaches us any of this. When no one explains the difference between an emotion and a feeling, when our only emotional education comes through trial and error and trying to just survive. What happens is this: we collapse the two together. We confuse the signal with the truth. We take a feeling, an interpretation, and we treat it like an objective fact. Feelings are not facts. Feelings are information. So then, without even realizing it, we hand our power over to a story that was often written by a younger version of ourselves. A child who was doing the very best that they could to make sense of a world they didn't yet understand. So please be kind to yourself, because I know I certainly was a child doing the very best that I could, trying to make sense of a world that I yet didn't understand. And I so wish that somebody could have explained this to me then. And I am so grateful that I am now speaking it now. And I hope that I hope that everyone that I know and love is listening, and especially my children. I apologize to you that I didn't really truly get this until right now. Anyway, let me share with you or show with you what I mean. So, I feel ashamed becomes I am shameful. I feel anxious becomes something is wrong with me. The world is dangerous. I can't trust myself. I feel sad becomes my life isn't working and it never will. I feel angry becomes I'm out of control, or I'm just like the very person who hurt me. Do you see what was just happening? I was taking a feeling, a temporary experience, and an interpretation that was shaped by your history, my history, and then turning it into an identity, an identifier. We're evaluating it to the status of truth. We let it define us. We let it make decisions for us. We let it tell us who we are, what we're capable of, what we deserve, and what kind of future is possible for us. And I say this chuckling. And then we wonder why we feel stuck. So this is what I want you to begin practicing. Not as a technique, not as a trick, but as a new relationship with yourself. So the next time you have an emotion and then a strong feeling arises from it, let's try this. Instead of saying, I am anxious, try, I'm noticing I'm experiencing anxiety right now. Instead of saying, I'm a mess, try, I notice a lot is moving through me right now. And instead of, I feel terrible, so something must be terribly wrong, try, something is activated in me right now that's worth my attention, not my alarm. Something is activated in me right now that's worth my attention, not my alarm. This could potentially shift. It may sound really small, although it is really profound, because the moment that you can become an observer of yourself, you can create space. You can widen the window, and space changes everything. When you identify with a feeling, there is no space. You become the feeling. When you can observe the feeling, you remember something really important. or you can remember something really important. You are not anxiety. You are experiencing anxiety. You are not shame. You are experiencing shame. You are not grief. You are experiencing grief. And that distinction is where healing begins, because you cannot heal what you have become. You cannot work with something you are completely submerged in. Healing requires enough distance so you can see clearly, enough compassion for yourself to stay present, and enough awareness to remember. This feeling is not real. I'm sorry. Totally wrong. The feeling is real because feelings are real. They're just not facts. Because this feeling is real, but it is not the whole truth. So you can have enough awareness to remember that the feeling is real, although it is not the whole truth. Emotional healing is not about eliminating difficult feelings. It's about developing a self that is larger than any feeling, a self that can experience anxiety without becoming anxiety, a self that can feel grief without becoming grief and sadness, a self that can sit beside shame and say, "I see you. I understand where you come from. But you are not my whole story." And when we begin practicing that, we can stop fighting ourselves. We can stop believing that every feeling, we can stop believing every feeling. And we begin returning to the truth of who we are. So as I close today, I want you to remember something. Your emotions are not the problem. Your feelings are not flaws. You are not broken because you struggle. You are human. Your emotions are signals. Your feelings are your experience of those signals. And neither one gets to define who you are. You are not your anxiety. You are not your grief. You are not your shame. You are the one experiencing those things. And that distinction that may be small, but it could be a powerful shift. It creates space, space to breathe, space to choose, space to heal. Healing isn't about becoming someone who never struggles. It's about becoming someone who can stay connected to themselves, even in the midst of struggle. Someone who can say, "I feel this," without believing this is all that I am. And maybe that's the invitation for all of us. It's certainly been my invitation to become curious instead of judgmental, to become compassionate instead of critical, to stop asking, "What is wrong with me?" and begin asking, "What is this experience trying to teach me?" Because the feelings are real. They deserve your attention, but they are not always the truth. And you are always so much more than what you are feeling in any given moment. So thank you for spending this time with me. I'm Sharon Nichols, and until next time for part 3, where you're going to be given some really awesome practical tools, feel deeply, heal gently, and remember you are not your feelings. You are the one who can learn from them.
Thank you for listening to the Feel to Heal podcast. Join Sharon Nichols again next Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, 3 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, feel what's real, heal what's underneath, live from your truth. Be gentle with yourself this week, and we'll see you next time.